I was doing some study recently on an Asanga text, and Asanga threw some more light for me on the meaning of going for refuge. I got a letter recently from a mitra who has asked for ordination, for whom their meditation practice is very central, and he's got to a point where he's saying, look, I'm getting on with my meditation practice, I'm having significant experience. Why do you keep on going on about going for refuge? Why can't I just pursue my meditation practice, as it were, on its own terms? How does it relate to going for refuge? How does it relate for ordination? And that had me thinking, well, how does it relate? The Asanga text threw some light on this for me. Asanga is describing the essence of practice. And two elements, he says, are essential to any practice. He's talking about the Bodhisattva's practice. But I think what he says is true of any practice with life in it. And what he says is the first thing that you need is... yeah. If it's Bhante, ask him if I'm on the right lines. My nightmare's coming true, oh my God. Asanga was saying central to any practice is what he called purified intention. And then secondly, making correction after failure. And what he says with the purified intention is that what you're trying to do is that more and more of your energy, more and more of the stream of your being is trying to move towards rising of the bodhicitta. But this thing about making correction after failure, I have to say I loved, because what he's saying is a lot of the time you're not going to make it. Right? And what's crucial is that every time you move away from this volition towards deepening awareness, you recognise that you've moved away from it and you intentionally come back. And that clarifying, deepening, intensification of the stream of our being towards awakening is what's crucial in practice. And that every other practice basically supports that move of our own minds, supports that move of our own being. The thing that unifies, in a sense, meditation, ethical practice, ritual, is that all of it supports this mind that starts off all over the place, within which there's a strand that's a move towards awakening, a move towards awakening for self and other, and that gradually becomes the shaping, defining current of our being, of our lives. That's what going for refuge is. And according to Asanga, that intensification of that intention, the sustained intention to make correction after failure, is of the essence of spiritual practice. For me, it links why going for refuge underlies every other practice, how every practice is basically a supporting of that, well, arising of the bodhicitta, if you like, but that clarification of our deepest nature, of our deepest purpose. I just love, though, the idea that losing touch where you're going for refuge is just part of the nature of it. It's not that you've done something dreadfully wrong. It's just a given. And all that you have to do, Subhuti put it, is basically what you're doing when you're making a commitment is you're making a commitment to recommitting. So just every time you lose it, you come back. There's no big drama in it.